Now that the California State Legislature has voted to legalize same-sex marriage, the issue goes to the desk of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. And the question is, will Schwarzenegger, who is generally considered liberal on social issues, sign it or veto it? Phil Mateer writes about politics for the San Francisco Chronicle. And Phil Mateer, Arnold Schwarzenegger is the first governor to face this question. And what is he known to think about it?
Well, he hasn't said anything directly, but this much we know, that he is in favor or he has no problem with domestic partners. That's what gay marriage has been up to this point. On the other hand, he said that he wants it to be the will of the people or the courts to decide. You know that California is working its way through the courts on the whole question of whether or not banning gay marriages is legal. That stems out of the San Francisco weddings Woodstock that we had here. And then there's also this question on Proposition 22, which was passed by the voters years ago, that said, no, we're not going for gay marriage. Now, this legislative move, you know, can't trump that under California Constitution. I was speaking with Vic Amar, a constitutional expert at Hastings this morning about this very subject, and he
said, Hastings College of Law, that's the Berkeley Law School.
Yeah, and he said that the legislature can't by itself outdo the California Constitution. Now, at the same time, we had the mayor of San Francisco challenge the constitutionality of Prop 22 by his marriages a while ago. And that's working, test case is working its way through the courts. On top of that, it just as long as you can try to really keep this on who's on first, there is a move afoot to put a Constitution amendment on the ballot that would ban gay marriages once and for all in the state as a constitutional amendment. So there are all these different paths in motion right now, and the governor is sitting there in the midst of it saying, with a thumb up in the air, going, which way to go?
Supporters of same-sex marriage in the California legislature argued, having recently lost the same issue not very long ago, argued that the trend is on their side. And that makes me think back to the election night of 2004, when any number of referenda that would have legalized same-sex marriage failed, and anything that was against it succeeded. Is public opinion in California really that different from what it was elsewhere in the country just a couple of years ago?
Well, there's a feeling that it's changing, and you can cite different polls that show people more inclined, especially younger people, appear to be more open-minded about it. But that was one of the biggest arguments that State Assemblyman Mark Leno from San Francisco, who was pushing this bill, made in the final hours. He went around, opposition from Latino or hesitancy from some of the Latino members of the Democratic caucus, African-American members who were getting, felt like they were getting pressured from ministers not to go for it. But Leno, with the help of others, was able to get in there and say, times are changing. Whether or not that reflects statewide remains to be seen. But that was one of the pitches he was making, that, okay, it is moving in that direction. And indeed, some of the legislature said, yes, for our children and our children's children, even though I don't necessarily agree with this, I don't want to be seen as someone standing in the way of what is perceived as a civil rights issue.
The time was 2 years ago, I guess, when Arnold Schwarzenegger became the governor, when he could have done just about anything. He was so popular. How much political wiggle room does he have nowadays?
A lot less. His popularity has gone from the 60s and 70% to about the 30%. And so most of that support remains with conservatives and Republicans. Now, on the other hand, the wiggle room could also come in the form of a legal opinion, which would say you can't sign this into law because it's unconstitutional, because as we spoke of earlier, Prop 22. So he might not have wiggle room, but he might have an out saying, I agree with many of the principles here, but I think the time is wrong, and we have to let the courts decide which is constitutional or not.
Phil Mateer, thanks a lot for talking with us once again.
Always good to talk with you.
It's Phil Mateer, political columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle.